Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, for today's B-Block, everyone keep those tray tables in the locked and upright position as we're now boarding for a trip to Denver International and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airports. And if you're looking for a place to stay while visiting, well, this should help as we're sponsored by Hilton.
And whether you're on the move for vacation or business, solo, with a group, or even your four-legged friends, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need at nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries.
You know, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So from exploring a new city, road tripping the nation, relaxing on a beach, conducting important business, Hilton's got you covered. We enjoy their all-inclusive resorts. Over 5,000 properties are pet-friendly, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program is the best out there. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as each week passes, airports around America are getting busier and busier, and with all the services and businesses they feature, airports today are more than just a hub to get from one place to another. Today, we're about to be joined by two executives from top U.S. airports. We have Brian Reichs, CEO of MSP's Metropolitan Airports Commission, and Stacy Stegman, Senior VP at Denver International Airport, ready to go and waiting for us on that show hotline.
They are indeed, Mary. Brian and Stacy, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you.
It's great to be with you.
Nice to have both of you here with us this morning. So I want to start off with you in Minneapolis-St. Paul today, Brian. I've always found your airport to be very easy to navigate. Clearly, for all the shoppers in our audience, having Mall of America essentially right next door is a big plus. And for folks who travel regularly on Delta Airlines, well, they know that, you know, that carrier is the dominant airline to your city. With the summer travel season underway, I want you to give us a sense of what you're experiencing currently with passenger traffic. And for anyone who hasn't been to MSP in a while, anything new that they may find interesting?
Well, from a passenger standpoint, we are at about 80 to 85% of our pre-COVID volume, the volumes that we were experiencing during a record 2019 year. So it's been coming back nicely this year. You know, we think we'll end up probably somewhere between 85 and 90% of that volume by the end of the year, and so it's coming. You know, leisure travel, I'm sure, as you know, is back, has been back. I think for a while. Business travel, we're thinking it's around 70% right now, and so it's coming. The biggest question right now is international travel, and our international markets are back to about 80% of what they were pre-COVID. The biggest question being frequencies to Europe. We have all of our European destinations back, but we're still lacking some daily frequencies to some of them. And then the Asia Pacific region are the biggest mm-hmm. questions. As far as improvements at the airport, we've done a lot of work over the past few years. We've been going through a complete remodeling of our baggage and ticketing and vertical circulation elements on the front of the terminal. We've actually added 15 feet to the entire front of the terminal, which helped us tremendously during the COVID social distancing situation. We're doing some big improvements down on one of Delta's concourses, Concourse G, where we've added another 50,000 square feet, really transformed the experience down there, adding a new Delta Sky Club, which will be the third Delta Sky Club at the airport. So there's been a lot going on, and we're continuing to be very busy.
All good news. Let's head to Denver. That 70% business number, Brian, was nice to hear. So, Stacy, most of us who travel frequently, I think, typically associate Denver International with United Airlines, but I've seen recent numbers over the past year that Southwest is creeping up there and has the most number of flights operating in your city, with United a close second at this point. So I thought that was interesting. But anyway, we've always enjoyed, Robert and I, flying into Mile High City, whether we're headed to Aspen, Vail, Colorado Springs, or just to go to Denver. So share with us at what capacity your airport's currently operating, and anything new that's, you know, there to enhance the traveler experience that you want to share, and also what are you anticipating for the summer season?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, the pandemic was interesting for us in particular because, you know, being in the center of the country, we were really in a great spot. Given that it was, you know, mostly a domestic travel market because of all of the international restrictions. So for us, it was very interesting to be propelled from being the 16th busiest airport in the world pre-pandemic all the way now to the third. And so we are pretty much fully recovered. You know, our passenger traffic, we expect to end the year gosh, more than where we were in 2019, close to 72 million passengers. And, you know, kind of wait to see what happens over the summer. But as we've been forging ahead, it's a busy, busy time for us. And people are definitely out there traveling despite the high ticket prices going on right now in the industry. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things, you know, for us that was challenging but certainly exciting is, you know, when the pandemic hit, we didn't stop building. We forged ahead with all of our plans, taking advantage of that time. And so our terminal is under construction. We're in phase two of that, which is ultimately relocating our security checkpoints, adding new technology, improving them. We added new ticket counter spaces for United and Southwest. Frontier is coming along shortly, and then the other airlines will follow. So you're seeing a lot still with construction walls, but you can also get a peek at the new finishes as we've opened spaces. On our concourses, we're adding 39 new gates. That's about a 30% increase in capacity. All of those will be open by the end of the year. A couple of them have opened Concourse C East for Southwest, Concourse B West for United, but the other ones on A West and B East are going to be opening soon.
Well, that's also
and
good
so,
information.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's we're building. The other thing I would say is all of the new food and beverage options. You know, during the pandemic, we didn't stop contracts. We kept going out there trying to get them on board. A lot of them are being built out right now and should be opening in the next 2 years.
All right. So I appreciate. So we've gotten very good reports from Minneapolis, St. Paul and Denver. So, you know, this is the fifth time that we've actually focused on airports and their operations in the show. Previous airports that we've covered are JFK here in New York, where we are, San Francisco International. We've got Tampa International, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, Logan up in Boston, and Fort Lauderdale International. And I share that because, you know, although your airports are 700 miles apart or so, you share something in common as they're both big with regional airlines. Specifically, SkyWest is one that I'm thinking about, for example, you know, being big both in Denver and Minneapolis. So I read something this week about these, how severe pilot shortages are impacting the regional airlines, forcing them to end service to a number of smaller city airports. So I would think that might have this trickle-up effect for you both. Are you seeing any impact from that or any concerns for, with reduced flights to smaller cities? And Brian, we'll go with you first, then Stacy.
Sure. Yeah, certainly big concerns with what Sky, I think they dropped 29 routes that we all heard about a few months ago. And my first question to my air service development individual was, have we been affected by any of those? And the good news is we haven't. But it certainly, as you indicate, is a ripple effect across the industry. What we have been impacted, though, by recently, you've probably read, you know, some of the woes that Delta and other carriers have had, and with the cancellations, especially over Memorial Day weekend. And now that Delta has cut about 100 flights out of their summer July and August schedule as a result of that, and a big part of that is staffing challenges and pilot staffing challenges as well. So that is an impact, and I think we'll continue to see those impacts as those shortages come into play.
Stacy, what about you in Denver?
I would say very similarly. You know, I was reading the news yesterday about Southwest. You know, as you mentioned, who has a big presence at our airport, and that they're staffing cuts resulting in having to cut flights. And so it's something we're watching closely. We certainly haven't felt it so far, but it is something that we're keeping an eye on going through the summer months and into the fall.
Okay, we're about to run out of time. Before we let you both go, what's your most important advice for anyone traveling through your airport this summer season or into fall? And we'll start with you, Brian.
Well, I think it's just be prepared. Make sure you're planning ahead. You know, we're gonna see excess volumes, which mean longer security wait times. TSA is, you know, always struggling to keep up with the number of security screening officers. So plan ahead and come to the airport early.
All right, Stacy.
Oh, I would mimic that. We all know that these staffing challenges have, you know, created some problems for all of our concessions. It certainly has created some difficulties for TSA. And so the earlier you can get there to be prepared if there are longer wait times, the better it's going to be for you.
Well, good advice for
solid.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we will definitely stay in touch. We really appreciate the check-in today for both of you, Brian and Stacy. We hope you have a really nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Appreciate your time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, well, folks, there you have it. MSP and DEN. We've now featured two more popular airports across America. If you have a favorite U.S. airport, you know, we'd love to hear about it. Share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Right now, we need to take a quick time out for a few sponsor messages. There are still 8 more segments of the show to come today, including a trip over to Paris to discuss the Eiffel Tower and its connection to radio. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.